You know, no guy wants to shy away from a challenge. You know, you have to look at it as, you know, your coaches, they have to see something in you to believe in you, to go against the team's number one guy who they target a lot. And, you know, I just, you know, I was ready for the challenge. Man, I'm looking at all the guys. I don't know, you know, if he's going to have me following Macklin around this week. But, I mean, if he does, I'll be ready. But, like I said, I'm studying all the receivers. I didn't only focus on Amari. You know, I studied Crabtree and the other guys that they had back there, because it's not every single time you're going to line up on a number one guy. They do a good job of hiding them around and putting them in a slot, this and that. But, like I said, I'm studying all these guys in Kansas City, and, you know, whatever coach asks, I'm ready. Definitely. Even when Antro was in, the biggest thing we wanted to do coming into the week was communicate better. And that would allow us to execute better. If we communicate and know where guys are going to be, then the execution part, you know, is going to happen. So once he went down, we really had to heighten up the communication, because we had two young guys back there. And, they were protecting us, myself and Kyle, throughout the whole game. So we had to do a great job in communicating with them, and they had to do a great job communicating with us. I mean, it's a mixture of both. Ed and Vic, those guys, they do a great job in coming up with a game plan for us. But, you know, at the end of the day, they can only give us the game plan. It's up to us to execute. So you have to have the proper guys to go out and execute. And we have a good group of guys back there on defense who, you know, work together, and we're developing that chemistry to become a better defense.